Adaniya Jadaji, Namaste everyone. My name is Magak Maharada. Today my speech topic is Igniting the Young Mind, Swami Vivekananda's Success Mantra for Youth. Those who keep learning are always young, whether at the age of 20 or 80, and those who stop learning become old. Swami Vivekananda was the embodiment of youth, energy, and enthusiasm. In a very short life of 39 years, 5 months, and 22 days, he conquered the entire world with his message. His life and ideals are the greatest inspiration for youth of all time. So death is not necessarily a sad thing. The sad thing is that most people do not live at all. Someone has rightly said that if you are lying down and reading Swami Vivekananda's writings, you will instantly sit upright. If you are sitting and reading, then you will stand up. If you are reading while standing, you will immediately leave to achieve your mission. Swami Vivekananda has given 4 very simple success mantras to achieve success in whatever we do. The first mantra is purpose of life. Swami Vivekananda believed that someone who does not have a purpose is nothing but like a walking, talking tree. He always held that the real birth of an individual takes place when he recognizes the purpose of his life. And until the purpose of life is recognized, life is absolutely useless. Everyone and everything has a purpose. It is up to us to find it, but it is extremely important not to decide the purpose of life with some narrow objectives of just becoming something, like a doctor, scientist, teacher, politician, etc. Instead, we must think of doing something, like teaching, helping, caring, inventing, researching. And in this process of doing, we will certainly become something that we want to become. Bhagavad Gita teaches us that life is not about winning or losing, but it is all about doing. There is no greater purpose of life than the service of others. And any good and useful activity performed not only for our own advantage is called yajna. And we should live our life as if we're performing a lifetime yajna. The second mantra is self-confidence. Swami Vivekananda attached more importance to self-confidence than even the faith in God. He always insisted, a non-believer is one who does not believe in himself. There is no man alive who is not capable of doing more than what he thinks he can do. But unfortunately, we limit ourselves without knowing our capabilities. Many times we feel that we can do only this much, despite being blessed with our wonderful capabilities. If we are strong-minded, there can be nothing impossible for us to achieve in the world. Someone has nicely quoted, whether you think that you can or you think that you cannot, you are right each time. The third mantra is dedication. A vision without execution is just an illusion. For any attempt to attain success, dedication to the cause is absolutely necessary. When Vivekananda first met his guru Ramakrishna, he asked him, have you seen God? Then Ramakrishna replied, yes, I have seen God, and I see him as I see you. But anyone could see God. But who wants to see God? People cry and shed buckets of tears just for their needs and desires throughout their life. But if someone would sincerely cry just one day to see God, he would certainly see him. Swami Vivekananda believed that to succeed, you must have tremendous perseverance, tremendous willpower. Say with full confidence that I will drink the ocean. At my will, mountains will crumble up. Have that sort of energy, that sort of willpower. Work hard and you will reach the goal. The fourth mantra is teamwork. When Swami Vivekananda was in America, he was greatly impressed by the spirit of teamwork in America, and he strongly felt the need to encourage the spirit of teamwork in India. The power of association and teamwork plays a major role in our life. A man is known by the kind of company he keeps. If you want to become a doctor, you should go to a medical school. If you want to become an engineer, you need to find an engineering school. Coming together is the beginning. Keeping together is progress. Working together is success. George Washington once said that it is better to be alone than in bad company. So we must choose our company wisely and surround ourselves with positive people who can bring out the best in us. Thank you for listening. Namaste.